The setting is a familiar one. The NFL is back in Indianapolis to find out which players from these great college programs will become the next great NFL stars. Welcome into the NFL Experience and Radio Row, everybody. This is Broncos TV Live at the NFL Combine. I'm Matt Boyer. Phil Milani and Andrew Mason will be along shortly, but it is a big week here in Indiana for the NFL Combine. It's a big week of firsts for the NFL. This is the first year that they will be ticketing fans, allowing them to come in and get a behind-the-scenes look at what the NFL's biggest job fair is all about. It'll also be a huge week of firsts for us here at DenverBroncos.com. We have 9 people on the ground here in Indiana to give you all the behind-the-scenes access that every Broncos fan craves, and here's just a small sampling of what you're going to see this week. We've got Phil Milani. He will have an in-depth one-on-one discussion with both head coach Vance Joseph and John Elway. We'll also take you inside Lucas Oil Stadium to see what takes place during player evaluations. We'll be featuring some of those players with the closest ties to Colorado and the Mile High City from this year's draft class. And yes, Andrew Mason, our favorite, will be debuting his latest mock draft. That is Mock Draft 2.0. Now, all of these Broncos stories are going to be the focus for us this week, but there are plenty of national headlines as well from day one. It's day one, and we've already got plenty to talk about when it comes to the NFL at large. Here's what we've got for day one. Plenty of quarterback talk, as there are reports that Colin Kaepernick will opt out of his 49ers contract. Excuse me. The Bills are keeping all the options open with Tyrod Taylor and Tony Romo. Some reports, of course, you've seen them, have linked him to Denver, but we'll hear more on that in a little bit. 2 big name running backs will be testing the free agent market. Adrian Peterson and Jamal Charles will both be hearing offers on March 9th. There is also the possibility that Doug Martin from Tampa Bay could be on his way to free agency. Some reports out there about that. And the NFL will reportedly raise the salary cap to $167 million in 2017. We'll get Mace's thoughts on what that means for the Broncos here later on in the show. But now, speaking of free agency, John Elway was at the podium just a short while ago talking about, of course, free agency and the NFL draft. The quarterback position did come up, but the Broncos general manager had a lot to say about what you can expect here in the coming months.
We're open to anything, you know, so I mean, we'll always look at it, and you know, this is a time of year that you know, you look at everything and we try to, you know, discuss everything, every possibility, what might be available, what might not be available, and talk about that and see how it affects us. And so we talk about all those type of things. Now we'll see what happens. I mean, I think that, you know, we're, like I said, we got 2 young ones that we're happy with. And so, that we think that, you know, can be very good football players in this league. And so, you know, I think when you start talking about another veteran quarterback, you don't just talk about next year. Everyone thinks we just talk about next year, but we don't. We talk about the impact that that has, you know, 2, 3, 4 years down the line. And how does that affect us now? And then eventually, once we get through all those scenarios, make a decision and see what happens. But you know, I think that, you know, when you make a decision, whether it be a quarterback or an offensive lineman or, you know, whatever it is, especially in free agency, you know, you talk about, you know, what's that going to do to you 2 and 3 years down the line? Well, I mean, I feel more comfortable if we can take some care of some needs in free agency. I believe that there's a good blend in both, that free agency is there for a reason. I don't, you know, we're always looking for value in free agency, which sometimes hard to do. But I think that we can supplement some needs that we have through free agency, because I don't like going into draft with big needs. If we go into draft, you have a tendency to reach and you know, we try to stay out of that situation.
To hear more from John Elway, be sure to tune in to our live show on Friday at DenverBroncos.com. And like John Elway, Vance Joseph has been to his fair share of NFL combines, but this one, it's a little bit different. Our own Phil Milani caught up with the Broncos head coach to find out why this is such a big first step in his head coaching career.
It's your first one as a head coach, yeah. So what's different about it?
I think the meetings are different. You know, now, you know, in the interview process, I'm kind of more observing, you know, than I am, you know, interacting with the player. And that makes a difference, because the meetings are worth it, you know, as you watch players interact football-wise about their personal life. It makes a difference.
When you're in those meetings, what is it you want to see from the prospects?
Well, it depends. Every prospect's different, you know. You know, every guy who comes in. it's for a reason, you know, whether it's football related or personal related, you know. So those things we want to get answered, you know, as best we can, you know, in those 15 minutes of the process.
You were telling some of the other media that you want guys who want to be Broncos, who love the game. What does that mean to you?
You know, I want guys, you know, who are engaged every day. And that's easy to find. You know, sometimes you can sacrifice physical ability for a guy who's engaged every day. And that's important to me. I want guys who love to play. Because it's a hard league, you know. And the guy who's 4'3", you know, if he's off 4 days a week, okay, he doesn't help me win. But a guy who's 4'5", and he's on 7 days a week, that's the guy I want. I want a guy who's engaged, who loves football, who's a good teammate. And, you know, I mean, that's the key in this league, you know, having guys who want to play every day.
I know you spent the past couple of weeks evaluating the current roster. After going through that, what do you feel like the number one priority is?
Well, I would say this. I would say offensive line. You know, with the free agency looming upon us and the injuries there, I think offensive line is a key. Defensively, you know, we're in good shape. We've got some free agents up front in the defensive line area, you know, that we can probably take care of. But I think the pressing need is offensive line. We've got to get better there to run the football better, protect the passer better, so we can, you know, help those two young kids play better for us.
You've talked a lot about the two quarterbacks. What do you want to see from them during the springtime?
Well, I want to see guys who can make good decisions, you know, obviously. And that's, you know, in the springtime, it's different. You know, it's more of a classroom setting to learn Mike's system. The real competition is going to happen during the fall, you know, during training camp. That's where guys are going to win a job. During the spring, it's going to be more of learning what to do. So in training camp, you know, they can compete at an even level.
Once they get into training camp, what do you think will ultimately separate these two?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, they're so different, you know, but the best guy will play, I can guarantee you that. You know, they've both got their own special skill sets that we love about both guys. They're both good people, so it's going to make them both better. You know, worst case scenario, we're going to have two good young quarterbacks going forward.
A guy like DeMarcus Ware, who's been in this league for so long, if he does come back, what do you think DeMarcus's role would be like on this team?
Well, it hadn't been determined. You know, obviously DeMarcus is a great leader, and he's a Hall of Fame type player. You know, so anyone who can help us win, you know, we want those guys back, especially guys who are great for our locker room.
I know in Cincinnati you did a lot of talent evaluation. What do you feel like your biggest strength is there?
Finding football players, and it's a difference between, you know, a guy having a great combine and having great football tape. And finding the right fit for our football team is a must. You know, it's not necessarily, you know, every player is a good fit. I mean, they can be, you know, a top five prospect, so to speak, but not a great fit for our football team. So finding the right fit for our football team is a must.
All right, we've heard from Coach Joseph. Now we hear from the man behind the interview. Phil Milani joins the program. And, Phil, I thought that Coach Joseph looked great at his press conference in front of the national media. This was the first time that we've seen him in front of a national media audience in a setting like this. I thought he had a very clear stated goal in what he wanted to accomplish. What were some of your takeaways?
Well, I think at the combine, there's always two areas you're looking at. It's the draft, and then you're also looking at free agency. And with regards to free agency, I thought it was really interesting that he brought up that, hey, the offensive line is the number one priority right now. He didn't keep his cards close to his vest. You know, he just played them out there, said, hey, we're looking at the offensive line. And then I thought it was also interesting that he talked about DeMarcus Ware, you know, saying that, hey, he's a veteran guy, he's a future Hall of Famer, and it's important to have guys like that in your locker room.
How important is an event like this for Coach Joseph? He's obviously been thought of as a great talent evaluator. How big of an event is this for a guy like him?
Yeah, well, he spent time in Cincinnati, obviously a long time there, and he had to evaluate players coming in. That's how the Bengals run their organization, and that's something that he is good at. John Elway said that he's done that. I thought it was interesting. He said, I'm not so much looking for just the best athlete that's here. I'm looking for the guy who loves to play football. He wants a guy who's buying in 7 days a week, not just 3 days a week, but is a better athlete. So he said that, and he also said, I want a guy who's going to be a good fit for the Broncos. That was important there. There's a lot of great players that are here, but maybe they're not all great fits for the Broncos.
We hope that he finds a great fit, and we hope we're a great fit for you guys at home watching. This is the halfway point in our show, but when we return on Broncos TV, we're going to catch up with a couple of insiders. One national, Ian Rappaport, and our own Broncos insider. Both are going to be talking about free agency, of course. I am talking, of course, about Andrew Mason. We will be back after this. Don't go away.